Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
At times in life, opportunities come our way that make it possible for us to achieve results that will greatly benefit us. But at times, for whatever reasons, we miss those opportunities and there is no way to recapture them. But there are also times when we reject the opportunities that are there right in front of us because we do not believe that they are opportunities. We're blind to the truth. And as we have begun to look at a man named Cain in Genesis chapter 4, a man who was the firstborn son of Adam and Eve, that is the case with him. Cain rejected the opportunity to get right with God. He rejected God himself, and instead, he chose to embrace his sin. And we're told in 1 John chapter 3, verse 12, that he chose to do this because his deeds were evil, because he was under the influence of the evil one, under the influence of Satan. Cain had the opportunity to worship the God of the universe face to face. But instead, in the wickedness of his heart, he rejected that opportunity. The way that many people today reject the opportunity to get right with God through Jesus Christ, the one who came to this earth to pay for our sin against God. And instead, they too choose to embrace their sin because they love their sin too much. An opportunity that is available to us only while we are here on this earth. And when Cain was told what he needed to do in order to please God, in the hardness of his heart, he rejected those instructions. And he became very angry with God. Like many people today, Cain was blind to the truth of his sin. And he was blind to the opportunity that God had given him to be forgiven of that sin. So in verse 6 of Genesis chapter 4, out of concern, out of love for his eternal soul, the Lord said to Cain, look at your life. Look at your rebellion. Why are you angry? Hara in Hebrew. Why are you boiling over with rage? And why has your countenance fallen? Panem. In Hebrew, your face bears witness to the anger, to the sin that is in your heart. But if you do well, yataf, in Hebrew, if you do what is right and you turn from your sin and you do what is acceptable to God, then will not your countenance, your face be lifted up, safe. In Hebrew, will not you have joy in your heart that will be reflected in your face and that will be seen in your life? But if you do not do well, if you continue in your disobedience, if you continue in your rebellion, then you can be sure of this. Like a wild beast, Sin will be crouching at the door of your life, waiting for an opportunity to tear you to pieces. Its desire is for you. Tashuka in Arabic. It is eager to control you and to have its way over you. A warning. A stern warning to all of us. Because we can be sure of this. Our sin is an opportunity for the enemy to have victory over us. But the Lord said to Cain, you must master it. Mashal in Hebrew. You must take a stand against it. But even after this warning from God himself, Cain would not let go of his sin. So then it says in verse 8, Cain spoke to Abel, his brother. And exactly what he said to him, we do not know. But older manuscripts add this. He said to Abel, let us go out into the field. And it came about, it says here in verse 8, that when they were in the field, Cain rose up against Abel, kum in Hebrew. He set a trap. He took his stand against his own brother. And it says he killed him, harak in Hebrew. He slaughtered him like an animal sacrifice. He committed murder, the first murder ever committed in this world. And so it is today. An evil heart brings forth evil actions. And like Cain, in the world today, many times our sin is committed without any feelings of shame or any feelings of regret or remorse, but it is committed with a sense of entitlement. Somehow we feel justified in what we do. Justified in our actions, no matter how sinful they may be. Cain loved the darkness of his sin more than he loved the light of the truth of the Word of God. And then, says in verse 9, Cain fled the scene of the crime. But he could not escape God. God sees everything that we do. So then, the Lord indicted Cain for his crime. And he said to him, where is Abel, your brother? And Cain lied to God. And he said, don't ask me. I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? Shamer in Hebrew. Am I his guardian? Am I responsible for him? And then in verse 10, God said to him, think about the wrong that you have done. The voice, kol, in Hebrew, the cry of your brother's blood, of his death by your hand, is crying out to me from the ground. Shak in Hebrew. It is pleading with me for justice. Blood cries out for blood. So here is the verdict. And though it says in Genesis 9, verse 6, that whoever sheds man's blood by man, his blood shall be shed, that would be the responsibility of government. Government that did not yet exist on this earth. And so God in his mercy, spared the life of Cain, and he said to him in verse 11, "Now, you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. So now, when you cultivate the earth, it shall no longer yield its strength to you, koach, its wealth to you. Your labor will literally be fruitless. It will be in vain. It will bring no results. You'll never be able to farm again. But instead, you shall be a vagrant, noach. In Hebrew, you will be scattered from place to place, and you will be a wanderer, nud in Hebrew. You will not enjoy a life of peace and of stability while you are here on this earth. And so you will mourn all the days of your life." Wow. But instead of pleading with God for forgiveness for his sin, I mean, after all, he had just murdered his brother. In verse 13, Cain said to the Lord, My punishment is a bitter cup that I cannot drink. It is too great for me to bear. Nasa. In Hebrew, I cannot carry such a heavy burden throughout the earth. Behold, he adds, don't you see how harsh you are being with me? You have driven me away this day from the ground. You've also driven me away from your face as well. So I shall run and hide, and I shall be a vagrant and a wanderer on this earth. And aren't you aware that life without the protection of God brings danger? And so Cain points out in verse 14, it will come about in the course of time, as the earth is populated with people, they'll hear about me, and whoever finds me will seek to kill me. So, in his mercy, the Lord said to him, this is my decree for you. Whoever kills Cain, vengeance will be taken on him sevenfold. This was the protection that God gave to Cain. And so we're told in verse 15 that the Lord appointed a sign for Cain, oath in Hebrew. He designated a mark of his grace upon Cain. And what that mark was, many people have speculated about, but the fact is, we do not know what that mark was. But it was a divine pledge that Cain was under the protection of God. And perhaps that would lead him to turn from his sin. As it says in Romans chapter 2, verse 4, the kindness of God towards us should lead us to repentance. Many of us have experienced that kindness in our lives. So God says, if anyone finds Cain and he slays him, then that person will answer to God himself. But rather than admit his sin and plead for mercy, in verse 16, it says that in the stubbornness of his heart, Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. He went out into a godless world on his own with no rest for his soul. And we are told that he settled down in the land of Nod, Nod in Hebrew, which means to wander, to tremble in fear and grief. a region which is unknown to us today, but we are told it is a region which was east of the Garden of Eden. It's a sad story, isn't it? Cain was born to wander, to live, and to die, lost in the darkness of his sin forever. And, you know, it is too late for Cain, but it is not too late for you. It's not too late for any of us who hear these words. Don't reject this opportunity. Come to Christ for the forgiveness of your sin while you still have the opportunity, while there still is time. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.